It is 8:50 local real estate today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group. Hello again.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning to our listeners.
And let's talk about what's going on in the real estate market. What can you tell us about some of the key statistics right now?
Yeah, so this morning we're going to dive into the 2023 report of home buyers and home sellers. And this morning we're mainly focused on the home buyers, right? And it's going to tell us like who's purchasing homes and what they're purchasing in this current market.
And I imagine there's, some shifts over time.
Yeah. So definitely some shifts, right? So let's start by looking at some of these key statistics. And did you know, Kyle, that first-time home buyers made up 32% of the recent home buyers? And that's an increase from last year. The first-time home buyer segment's growing.
Well, and we really saw a lag for quite a while of people buying their first homes for a lot of different reasons.
Right. I think, we're finally getting out of this COVID. We saw during COVID, it kind of halted a lot of home growth, but we're seeing a lot of new homes being created. And that 32% of home buyers last year, that's a 6% increase from the year before. And, that is still under the 38% of first-time home buyers average we saw in 1981.
For the first-time buyer, what's the age this year?
Yeah, so the typical first-time home buyer in 2023 was 35 years old. So, it's kind of surprising to me. These millennial groups kind of waited a long time to purchase their homes, but there was a lot of things happening in the economy for the last several years. And repeat buyer age, that declined slightly to 58 years of age, and that's down from an all-time high of 59 years.
So what about married couples? What are you seeing there?
Married couples, yeah. So married couples, that's interesting to look at. That the share of married couples among recent buyers has decreased. We're seeing more single individuals entering the market.
And, of course, there could be a lot of different reasons for that. Less people are getting married, for one thing.
Yeah, we are seeing that, yeah. So 59% of recent buyers were married couples, but 19% of those buyers were single females. 10% were single males, and 9% were unmarried couples. So this is the lowest share of married couples since 2010.
Wow. What about whether you have children at home or not?
Right? Yeah. So that's a good thing. 70% of recent buyers did not have a child under the age of 18 in their home. So this is the highest share recorded. In 1985, 42% of households did not have a child under the age of 18.
And that really maybe shifts exactly what you want in a house.
Exactly. Yeah. These are, you're needing smaller households. Maybe it's more work from home. They're different things.
And what about from the opposite end with older folks?
Yeah, we're starting to see this shift too. So 14% of home buyers purchased a multi-generational home, and that's primarily to take care of aging parents. It's for cost savings. And because children or relatives over the age of 18 moving back home were the most common reasons.
Children moving back home. Why do we keep hearing about that?
That might be why we're seeing first-time home buyers at the age of 35.
Yeah, that could be. That's maybe another show. What about the types of homes purchased? Are people still opting more for previously owned homes?
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're seeing. Moving on, to types of homes purchased, we're seeing that 80% of buyers opted for previously owned homes. Most of the factors for those decisions were price, avoiding renovations played a significant role in their decision-making prices. Detached single-family homes still remain the most popular choice among buyers, followed by townhouses and row houses. 13% of buyers purchased a new home, and 87% of buyers purchased a previously owned home.
But when they are purchasing new homes, is that because they would like to, avoid things like renovations?
Absolutely. Yeah, the primary reasons people are looking for those new homes are to avoid problems with plumbing or electricity. Buyers who purchased previously owned homes are obviously looking for that better price.
And what about factors related to seniors?
Yeah, senior-related housing increased this year to 19% from 7% the previous year. And this is for buyers considered over the age of 60. 17% of those buyers are typically purchasing condos, and 12%, they're looking for the low-maintenance housing.
Now, when it comes to working with real estate professionals and all this data you've got, it really looks like the vast majority choose to work with a real estate agent or broker. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's so this is telling us in 2023, we saw more buyers choose to work with an agent than the year before. So it's really clear that having expert guidance is crucial in navigating the complexities of the real estate market. As real estate becomes more complex with limited inventory and competition from other buyers, buyers are seeing the value that agents can help them in finding the right home, understand the buying process, pointing out unnoticed features and faults in the property, and just providing a better list of service providers and negotiating favorable contract terms for the client. So the role of a real estate professional extends far beyond just closing a deal.
Well, and it's having that deep depth of knowledge where the average person may look at a house. You're not, you know, a fix-up person. It all looks fine. But as an agent, you may see things and or, you know, talk about options, different things that maybe they wouldn't think of. And when you're making your biggest investment in life, maybe it would be helpful to have somebody along with you that knows the ins and outs of all this.
I that's exactly correct, Kyle.
What about the current market this past week?
Boy, this past week, the last 7 days was an active market. We saw three coming soon listings, so we have more inventory coming on. We had 63 new listings come on the market in the last 7 days. This is up from 60 in the prior week. Back on the markets, we saw 17, so these maybe had a sale fail or came back on the market because their listing expired. This is a big bump in the bumpable listings. So we had 8 deals that negotiated into a bumpable status. It just means that these are still available if you don't have a house to sell, but it looks like these buyers are waiting on their current home to sell to buy these houses. One new short sale, we're starting to see these come on the market. And as far as price changes, a big week for price changes. We saw 47 price changes in the last 7 days.
And that is either up or down. I mean, it could be both.
That's
right.
It could be up or down. It doesn't always mean it goes down, but there's a lot of activity here. Pending sales jumped to 48 from 36 in the prior week. And for closings, we saw 31.
So what about some of the current listings you're seeing, some of the price ranges out there?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. As far as the new active listings that came on this week, we saw a price range from $25,000 to just under $2.4 million.
Well, that's a pretty big range there.
It is a big range. I mean, the homes and parks are selling like hotcakes, and the good thing for buyers is there's a lot of financing available for those. This Green Valley, that it's also bumpable. That's kind of a ranch with 42 acres, a beautiful property, water rights. And then as far as closed sales, we're seeing a range from $79,000 to $805,000. So a lot of things are selling.
And it seems like prices are trending up in the last month or so.
They are, because we saw inventory decreasing in February. That's going to keep putting the pressure on prices.
And if people want to get connected with your folks, with your group, tell the people listening how to do all that.
Absolutely. Right. You guys, to find out more and get in touch with us, just stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. You can give us a call or a text at 541-371-5500. And you can also find us online at marygilbert.com.
All right, Mary Gilbert, thanks for being in this morning.
All right, thank you.